Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back indeed to piss people off. We are back to tell like it is. And we are back to listen to Sean rap and cry and bitch and moan again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of The Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, for the most, the king of king himself. I am the Hot Rod. And once again, we have the one. Oh, damn, I'm choking every time I mention his name.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the president is coming after you.
Which one?
Yes.
Oh, you talking about
Sean
the president?
Black is in the building once again. My goodness.
Yeah, but which president? The president or the virgin?
There you go.
You never know.
Yeah.
And on our phone line. Oh, sorry. The third person's not here yet. Oh, well. Where's Anisha B? I think she's hiding somewhere. But oh well.
She's praying we don't talk about Colin Kaepernick this week. That's probably what it is.
Maybe she's like, you know what? The hell are you guys? You do this on your own. I don't want to talk about Trump or Colin Kaepernick or taking a knee. I'm always on my knee, but I don't want to talk about taking a knee. Oh
yeah. Well, God. I think Anisha is pretty much saved this week because we already got a full plate just from the main topic that we'll be talking about tonight.
Okay, and so, ladies and gentlemen, you know the number to call for thoughts, questions, or comments. It is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, for the 120-something times, I forgot the number.
I think
are
we're
you ready?
127 or 128. One of
those. See, you have good memory. But still, do you want to piss some people off?
Let's do that.
All right. No problem. Okay. Well, I had a question for Anisha B, but once again, she's not here yet. So I'm not going to ask you this question because you're half a man. But let's move on to our first subject. Wow. In the case you have not heard around the world, ladies and gentlemen, there's a super producer in Hollywood. Like almost every movie that he touched turn into gold at the box office or in TV shows. His name is Harvey Weinstein. Well, Harvey Weinstein has been in the news a lot for the last week and a half in Hollywood over a huge, once again, I say huge, sexual assault case that's going on in his lifestyle. And you guys are like, Sean, Hot Rod, why are you guys talking about this right now? Well, I was sending over to Sean because I know he have a lot to rap about or vent about this case because he's a sexual assaulter himself. So
don't even go there.
What?
Good grief!
Somebody had to pull you. Somebody got to pull you on the spot.
2 weeks but away from Halloween, and you're already talking about horror stories.
And so, what's the big deal about Harvey Weinstein? And why the world's talking about him?
Harvey Weinstein, that name has been echoing throughout Hollywood, throughout regular, normal speak throughout the world over the last week and a half to 2 weeks. Mostly because he is, for the most part now, somewhat of an admitted sexual offender. Or at least that's what he would like to have people play away from. And saying that his behavior is something that is part of the times. Basically to get you up to speed without going too deep into it before we get into the rest of the meat of the subject. Harvey Weinstein, big, super powerful Hollywood producer, has produced many, many movies, TV shows. He's helped many actors, actresses win Oscars, win Emmys, et cetera, et cetera. He has been... Because of an interview with
Hello.
A New Yorker.
Excuse me, hold on,
yes.
Sean. Hello?
Yes. You can still hear me, right?
Yeah. And it should be.
Now, because of all of this, because of an interview that he did in the New Yorker.
I'm just listening. Sorry, what's up, guys? I'm listening.
Oh, hello, Brother B.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, what's going on,
Sean Black? So,
hey.
Go ahead, Sean Black.
Okay. Based on what we know and what we've heard from this interview from the New Yorker magazine, in which Harvey Weinstein basically went out and has been accused for a very long time of sexual misconduct, sexual assault, and alleged rape. We don't know all of the particulars yet, but from what we've seen and listened to over the last few days, lots and lots of actresses over the last couple of days have come out and have stated that he has come out and done some really horrible, disgusting things in the name of his own sexual urges, i.e., that, as we've heard, the expression of the casting couch, having people come over, and then pleasuring himself allegedly in front of certain female celebrities, trying to force himself on people, allegedly, from what we've heard from some of these instances, a lot of allegations that have been really disturbing, troubling, disgusting. It's thrown Hollywood completely under a crazy array of things. We've heard that the company that he heads, which is the Weinstein Company, which is the big production company, has fired him over the comments that he's made through his interview and through all of the other things that have gone on. And we've had actress after actress after actress come out and say that they've either had something where they've had a negative experience or that they were sexually assaulted by him or were subjected to some sort of impropriety by Harvey Weinstein over the years. And we've gone to seeing a lot of empowerment online. We know that Alyssa Milano, she created a hashtag on Twitter called Me Too for anybody that has any female, any woman, any male who has been sexually assaulted to go online and add the hashtag Me Too. And this erupted in well over 200,000 tweets by earlier this morning. And it's gone through Facebook as well, over 80,000 people saying, bringing this up. The bottom line is, this man has allegedly done some really evil, disgusting things. And we've seen a whole lot. We've heard a whole lot. And I don't know if – I'm going to ask you this, Hot Rod. We know in Hollywood, especially people with very high, powerful instances, quote-unquote, get away with this. Are you surprised by how far and how fast – that the allegations have come out and how wide they've spread in such a small amount of time?
The answer is no, because Harvey Weinstein has been in news for a very long time, all these sexual assaults or cases. So there's nothing new. It has been blown out of proportion right now, because in Hollywood, people need to understand. Because I know where you're going with this one, Sean Black. And Brother B, jump in anytime when you feel like it. In Hollywood, you want to, for a young actress to move up in the world, unfortunately, in the mindset of some top producers or some top people, you need to do the quote-unquote the deed. Whether you want to sleep with the producer or sleep with the director or some type of sexual activity going on, to put yourself on the map. Harvey Weinstein, as stated earlier, Sean, is a very powerful producer. So we don't know the whole stories, and as always, you cannot listen to the media, cannot listen to what he said, she said. We don't know what really happened. We know that he admits to some of them. We all know he's an a-hole, and he abuses his power. That's nothing new. That happened in Hollywood, even New York here, all the damn time. But females, about this, how do you feel about this situation overall? You're a young woman, but to make it in Hollywood, you want to be your up and coming actress. You would do almost anything, keyword almost anything, to put yourself on the map, right? Does that? Some of them have done it, have slept, like I said earlier, directors and top producers. If these guys have done it so many times before. Guarantee you, they got away with it for so many times. So if you have got away with murder, as they say, for all these years, you will still continue. And the people that say no, and I'm sure there have been females that say no, there's consequences that you pay for that. So someone like Harvey Weinstein has the power to put Brother B name, Sean Black name, Anitra B, K-Dog, anybody name on the map, and you won't get higher in Hollywood. That's how powerful this guy is or was. So I have to put myself inside that actress situation. What do you do then? Do you go with the flow and pray to get your way to the top, or you get Colin Kaepernick way and get blackballed in Hollywood?
And that is like, the scariest part of the whole thing.
Yes, well, the problem that I have, well, there's a few problems that I have, but the problem that I have right now is that, yo, where are all the black people at? Because it's obvious they have nothing to say at all, but a lot of them were dumping on Bill Cosby. Where are the women at? Where are the women at? Because a lot of them were dumping on Bill Cosby, and everybody seems to be quite quiet on this. I'm not really hearing as much as, you know, as much as they was crapping on Bill Cosby, ain't nobody even looked at the toilet with this guy. But
Sean,
on the other end of it, listen, everybody has their own passions. Everybody has their goals, things they want to pursue. I don't see why anyone feels that you have to sell your soul or sell who you are to attain that goal. Like, patience. It's going to happen. But some people don't even believe in themselves enough. So what do they have to do? They take the shortcut. And they deal with people like a Harvey Weinstein and whatever he wants and gives into whatever, because they want to fast-track themselves to be where they need to be. But see, once you give up yourself, you're going to keep doing it. And I don't see why people feel the need to do that.
Sean, before I go to you, I want to add on to Brother B's point is we all familiar with the show The Bachelor on a certain network, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember last year, a couple years ago, by my job site, they were doing auditions for The Bachelor, and of course, I'm talking about lines of lots of females, and the most craziest outfits you will see. And, you know, of course, security guards and I and other people, like, you know, of course we're excited to see all these beautiful women. But, like, to Brother B's point, you're selling yourself. So you're not really looking for love. Come on. Do you really find love on TV? Do you really need to wear this type of dress to get the producer attention to be your cute or whatever? You're really selling yourself. So, yes, I have to look at it both ways. Yes, you try to put yourself on a map, but look how you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's eye candy. We love it, you know. I'm not going to lie to you. But at the same time, as a woman, you put yourself with your short mini dress, no bra, no probably no underwear, and you will tell some of them were willing to sleep with the producers or whatever just to be on TV. But go ahead, Sean, to your point.
Well,
I know what
The point that's the scariest thing here, and this is something that we've touched on many times before. We live in a male-dominated society that is the dominance of the male ideal and the male thought process is a culture that cultivates the things that we've been hearing about, especially with the Weinstein instance, where other actresses who have had things happen 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, are now in a position of power where they're now speaking, I won't say freely, but have, I believe, they have been empowered enough to finally say, you know what, this is wrong, something has happened. And there are other women out there who have either been in the situation or are in the situation now that don't have enough strength to go through it. Now,
so
like,
Sean Black,
yes.
Not to cut across, but what you said, all right, the key thing that you were saying was when you said that the woman or that a certain individual has now come to a point of power,
mm-hmm.
and now that person wants to say things and wants to try and stop things. That's one of my issues. Why can't you have power? You have power now. You just choose not to utilize it because you don't want to get blackballed or you don't want to go the hard way, you know, take the hard road. Why mm-hmm. wait till, you know, you get to a certain level? Because then the next person will say, well, look what you did to get where you are.
For example, you
have a mute point.
Well, mm-hmm. for example, why does Angela Jolie talk about it now compared to back then?
Exactly.
You know, and Gwyneth Paltrow or whatever, all these celebrities, all these actresses, everybody's talking about it. I'm like, wait a minute, where were you 20 years ago? So you was probably in the same situation, and you kind of like being an oxymoron, contradicting yourself, like, oh, yes, you know, Harvey touched me. But now you're telling us about this?
And here's the other part of this equation, and it was leading into what Brother B had alluded to, is that we look at the Cosby accusations and all of the victims, I think it was at 40, 45, 60, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the victims, that the alleged victims from Harvey Weinstein. Now, the Weinstein victims, as they came out and spoke their truth, at least for them as far as what has happened, and we don't know how much of this we can the veracity of everything, because we don't have all of the news, as you said, Hot Rod. A lot of this will probably be adjudicated in court, and they'll talk about it and find proof, et cetera, et cetera. The victims or the alleged victims of Weinstein came out, and a lot of them have been applauded for saying something. They have been applauded for championing the cause of this, the systematic sexualism that seems to go on when it comes to women in the workplace and Hollywood and in jobs, et cetera. Because we know this has been a problem since the beginning of time, that women have been marginalized, have been looked at as sex objects, et cetera. Now, you look at the Cosby accusations that came out, and the first thing that I heard was, why did you take so long to say something? Why is it that you didn't come out and say it sooner? We're talking about two equally powerful people. Bill Cosby is a very powerful person himself, at least at the time. Harvey Weinstein, very powerful person. And if I'm not mistaken, Harvey Weinstein helped produce The Cosby Show, if I'm not mistaken. I know he produced The Roseanne Show and some other TV shows as well. So there's kind of some scary parallels to that, but that goes neither here nor there. The thought process is, with the Weinstein accusers, the people that have brought the accusations to the forefront, and I'm if this has happened 100%, they bring attention to something that should have been had attention brought to. But you also didn't hear the same level in the media coverage as far as the way that the alleged victims were looked at or looked upon with the Weinstein accusations as opposed to the Cosby accusers, where almost every woman that accused Cosby of something, they had something negative thrown at them. And I'm trying to wonder, how do you come to an equalization or try to equivocate which one is the person or the victims that are supposed to, quote-unquote, get even attention from the media? The perception of the victims was almost conveyed in a different light based on who the accusers were to the person that they were accusing. And it okay. makes me wonder why that was. I think you can answer that one.
Well, I have K-Dog in the house. K-Dog can answer that question. Then I have to go to another caller. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight? How you guys
What's
doing
going
tonight?
On?
Well, in wake of what's been going on with the whole Harvey Weinstein scandal that has broken up, this has been going on in the workplace with women for the longest, where we see women have fallen prey to sexual harassment. You know, they have to give out sexual favors and et cetera. Now, in this particular case involving Harvey Weinstein, all these women are coming out and people are asking, and Hot Rod, I will answer your question. People are asking, why does it take so long for these women to come out and say something? The same with the Cosby case. Why did it take like 30, 40 years for it to come out? The problem is this, is that I'll give an answer. I'm not sure if you'll agree with me or not. It could be shame, you know, the embarrassment of holding it in for so long and saying, oh my goodness, you know, this thing haunts me. I'm going to come out and say something about this now so it could come to the light so I could show who this person really is in terms of like with sexual harassment or sexual assault. I don't know what it is like. I'm trying to find an accurate answer so it won't sound sketchy, but time and time again, we've seen these things happen. Even with politicians, when it comes to sexual harassment and, of course, at the workplace. I mean, yes, it is uncomfortable for the women to go through that.
Okay. But well, excuse me, K-Dog. I have another caller, 219-302. You're on the air. Hello? Oh, okay. 219. Okay, K-Dog, I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, so, you know, this is what's been going on with these women. It's like, I don't know if it's it's probably embarrassment, or it could be like, you know, I've kept this hidden for so long that now I just want to come out and say something. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I'll tell you this. If we're going on the history of how women have been treated, not just in the workplace, but just as women in general, look how long
right.
it took for them to be able to vote, to be able to have
right.
the same equal rights. Women still in the job, in the workplace, don't get
equal they still have to fight.
So from this sense, women have always, in this male-dominated society, have been looked at as someone that you bed, someone that you conquer, someone that you use as a trophy, somebody that looks good on your arm. This has been the chauvinistic ideals of the majority of what men have looked at women in. And when women have tried to do whatever they've tried to do, whether it's in the job space or if they're trying to be entrepreneurs or they're trying to be into entertainment business-wise, doctors, lawyers, whatever is the case, they've had to be subjected to this kind of crap on a regular basis.
Yeah.
The problem is, as we stated before, that a lot of women have either felt shame, that you just stated, or
right.
the fact remaining of they did not want to lose their jobs or get blackballed out of whatever they were doing and did not feel strong enough. This is the reason why you will never hear me ask that question, why did it take so long, why did it take so long?
Exactly.
Because
that's why I couldn't come up with an answer like
exactly.
that, because this is what it is. And, you know, of course, with men like Harry Weinstein, they're men of power. They have the power. They'll sit there, they'll be like this, hey, it's either I can make you or break you. It's either you do this for me or else.
Okay.
Oh, you want this role? Yeah, sign the contract, but first it got to come with something else.
Hold on 1 second. This caller, are you still on the air? 219?
Maybe
okay,
they can try
well,
to call back and maybe they can get back through the board.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, no problem. Well,
check
to
the
Brother
board.
But Brother B, hey, where are all the so-called protests? Where are the marches? Where are all the outcries? Was Harvey Weinstein compared to what they did to Bill Cosby?
Exactly.
It's easier to jump on a Negro than a white man or a Jewish man. Some of them claim. You're not going to, Like, you know, the Negro may try to fight back, but once again, he's a Negro, so nobody really cares. But how much power does Bill Cosby really have now? See, the whole thing was to take away the power that he had. You know, the ability. Let me correct myself. It was about tarnishing his image.
Of course,
that's
basically.
A black man is not supposed to be America's dad. Because remember, blacks, we're savages, black men are no good, you know, there's a stereotype. So to have that one black man who makes makes it look good is a problem. Just like the same thing with Obama. Obama made it look good, so they had a problem with him. And if it was a white dude, they wouldn't have said anything. And this is what it is. And this is why I'm ashamed of these women's groups. That's why next time a woman group want to jump up and say something, I'm going to be on some like, shut up. Because where are you now?
Exactly. But, because you don't hear that much of an outcry from a lot of these female groups. But you do hear a lot of talk coming out of Hollywood with all these actresses coming out of nowhere. They're coming out of the woodwork.
You're coming out of the woodworks. Like, once again, listen, I can understand and commend you for coming out, but don't jump on the bandwagon. Like, you should have said something before. Why does everything have to be reactive instead of proactive?
Well, that's what people in America do best. We jump ships from A to B to Z to D to F to G. That's how we do it all the time.
Exactly.
But let's not forget, we compare Bill Cosby to Harvey Weinstein, but we overall, yes, they're both, you know, bad, but we have two different cases. People will argue, well, Bill Cosby is accused of being of drugs and raping females compared to Harvey Weinstein, sexual assaults. It's two different things right now, Sean Black.
But you also have to remember, there is an actress in England that's accusing him of actual rape. So this isn't just, the one story that I heard was that there was a woman that was there to audition for a part for him, and then he wanted to go on a date with her and then tried to take her to the room and then nothing happened, and then he pleasured himself in front of her and then walked off. Like, the quote-unquote creepy, crazy person stuff that you hear, as opposed to quote-unquote rape, it doesn't make a difference. It's still an assault to a female who has to be subjected to this stuff.
But did she press charges at that time that we know of?
I believe she said that she was creeped out by it. It threw her off, and I think that she cursed him out or did something and didn't hear from her. He was here from him again. And he called and I think apologized a bunch of times. And then she just said that
it did not happen. The rape did not happen then. It did not happen. It probably had sex.
She didn't say she was raped. But what I'm saying is,
you didn't say that. You cannot say rape, though. That's completely different.
No. That particular instance was not a rape charge or allegation.
Because there was allegations that they said that it was somewhat consensual, but I cannot say it. But you can't believe everything the media says. That's the problem.
Okay. But could I ask a question? Was this guy arrested?
Nope. He was not arrested.
Like,
stated before, and this is something that I don't know. I can't speak into the lives of other guys or other women that have gone through certain things. So I personally would not know how, you know, the thought process that goes into these kinds of things. We will probably never be able to know the mindset of what happens to any woman who goes through this kind of thing on a regular basis. You got to remember, most women go through this stuff the second they hit puberty or maybe even younger, where they're being hit on by guys, you look kind of cute, or this, and then it starts from that little indoctrination, and then as they get older, they either learn or adapt with the nonsense that goes on and have to try to live a normal life in this sexist world that they have to deal with. Now, it's not just subjected to just women, because as this has gone on, if you remember the actor Terry Crews, who was on Friday, he's in a lot of those deodorant commercials, et cetera, et cetera. He actually, after the Weinstein situation went on, he went on Twitter and talked about the fact that he was sexually assaulted by another male producer in front of his wife. And
jeez,
this happened about a year ago. And he said he can. I can identify with why women who have gone through these kinds of things don't do what they do. His point in why he didn't press charges or say anything, he stated along the lines of, I'm a 240-pound black guy. If I beat this producer down in this public place, I will be arrested. So what he did, he said he kept quiet after talking with friends of his and talking about it with his wife. He actually left the place and kept quiet. But he says he can identify with what a lot of women who have been assaulted go through. The guy, basically from what Terry Crews stated, was the producer walked up to him and grabbed him in his genitalia in front of his wife in a public place. And this is the kind of thing that happened. Now, he brought that up. I haven't heard anybody say, well, why did it take you so long to say something? What is the issue here?
But who's going to believe
exactly.
A black man that a producer grabbed you by the balls?
And that's
no one
thing. No one wants to believe it because when believe you me, I heard the reaction from people, from colleagues who talked about it. They said, that's impossible. You mean to tell me someone walks up to you and gropes you, you're not going to do nothing about it? You're a man? They're like,
and
come
on. This is the reason why when, remember we had a subject about this maybe a year or so ago, and we talked about there was a TV movie about a male who was being abused by his wife, and he didn't fight back because he was raised never to lay a hand on a female. But at the same time, when he finally started to go to the cops and try to tell everybody, well, I'm being bruised, I've been pushed downstairs, I've been this, I've been that, as you just stated, who's going to believe that a male who usually has a strength advantage over a female in a particular instance, she's shorter, a shorter woman, not as heavy, maybe not as physically strong, but is being abused by the female that he's supposedly stronger than, the same kind of deal, who's going to believe that this guy is being accosted by another male in a public place in front of his wife without somebody saying something? And this is the kinds of things that other women go through, because like we stated with the Cosby instance and what we're saying with the Weinstein instance, whenever the sexual assault happens, or the alleged sexual assault happens, you can never know what kind of power the person has, because sexual assault and rape is never about looks, it's never about sex, it's always about power and what that person can get away with. And that's
right, so
what a lot of people don't think about when these kinds of stories come up.
So, Brother B, when you heard about the story the first time, what came to your mind? Like, why should we care? This is just another distraction for the media, or what came to your mind?
I guess he lost his government pitch. Oh my God,
actually, what came to my mind? Really, nothing, really, because I didn't care. Like,
yeah.
It has nothing to do. Like, who cares? Because, listen, you make your own bed. You turn around and you go around doing stuff like this, eventually, you're going to get caught. Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to drop down. Somebody's going to say something. I mean, he thought he was above, you know, reproach. He didn't think it could happen to him, and it happened. I mean, it doesn't surprise me the way the entertainment field is going, and it's probably been that way for years. We've just becoming more privy to it because everything is now like it's the Twitter age, it's the Facebook. Everything is being put out in the open. From
now,
it's like
my take on it is like this. Sorry, guys, for interrupting, but, you know, it's like when you throw a boomerang, and you know the boomerang comes right back at you. Now, here's what Harvey Weinstein thought wasn't going to happen. He didn't think that anybody was going to talk. Now, these days, like you said, You have social media. People are going to talk about things and say, wait a minute. Why this producer did the same thing, this producer did the same thing, this producer did the same thing, and women are going to come out. Perfect example. There's one producer. He's in Europe now. He was he actually raped an underage girl, and that's Roman Polanski. And also, look at Woody Allen with his daughter.
That's the ironic part of this.
Well,
he actually called
exactly.
Weinstein a very sick man. Go figure.
But now, well, once again, as in the white people world, that's not his actual daughter for Woody Allen. That's his adopted daughter. So,
but
no,
still,
it's not really blood.
Man, I mean,
but listen to your rationalization of that, though. That's the rationalization that the quote unquote abuser puts in his own mind to rationalize his behavior and make it normal. Think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not blood, but. Yes, but you adopted her as your daughter, and now you're having
you
sex
adopted
with her while you're married, and then you're
exactly.
marrying her down the road? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
That's the irony
of it.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys about that. I find it disgusting also, but that's how most white people think that way. That's a thought process overall.
That's the thought. It's just like when Roman Polanski had sex with that committed statutory rape with that underage girl. Some people tend to sweep that under the rug, but he's living a good life in Europe. He knows he can't come here because if he steps foot in the United States, he can be arrested.
But see, all right, you know what I find interesting? The fact that that's an admission of guilt right there. Because he won't come back to the States because he know what he did. And the thing is, everybody still supports him because they still watch his movies or whatever whatever he directs. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. So here's the problem that I have with the double standard. So on one end, you support Roman Polanski, but on the next end, you're already ready to destroy Bill Cosby.
Right.
And one person has factually been proven to be he did commit a crime and he won't come back to this country to face his charges.
The consequences, right?
Yeah, the consequences. But the thing is Bill Cosby has been alleged or accused, but yet what did they do?
They took everything away from
him. Take everything.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go to the defensive side of Harvey Weinstein for a second. The people that are defending him call him he have a sex problem, a sex addict. Sean, do you buy into that? Do you think he has a problem mentally?
Oh, my goodness.
There are people that have this issue. Do I think he has this issue? Probably. Do I think that this is the reason why he's doing it? No. I think he has an ego issue because it happened for so long. And he was busted, I believe, either by his wife or another person that recorded a situation where he alleged to have groped her breasts. I guess during
an actress.
She recorded the conversation, and he's pleading with her, no, this is, I'm used to this, you're making me upset, I don't want to feel upset, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you groped my breast? Well, this is something that I'm used to, and I'm like, well, what?
Okay, all right, Sean, say that right there. Something that he's used to. That means he's been doing it for years and years and years.
Exactly.
So you cannot blame. I mean, yes, he is wrong, but you cannot blame the guy for doing this 1,000 times, who probably got away with it 90% of the time. Think about that percentage. 90% he probably got away with it for years. A gross, disgusting man that he is. And like, who do you blame that overall? The victims, or the guy himself?
You don't blame, and you don't necessarily blame the victims because
you blame
blaming the victim. That they're victimized all over again. That's not where the issue
right.
goes.
The issue is the perpetrator
involved. That's what you have to put the blame on because the system allowed him to continue to victimize on a regular basis and get away with it and think that it was normal.
Okay. Well, we got about 15 minutes left. I want to go to the subject to Brother B. But Brother B and K-Dog and Sean, you saw this video earlier that I posted. And it's about, I remember my Brother B show last night. He talked about black people and the culture and do black people have to blame for their own misery. There was a video that I posted on social media of a aspiring rapper, I should say. He was dressed in a wedding dress and with a, carrying a machine gun. And he had like three video victims with him rapping about God knows what. What was the first thing you saw that came to your mind when you saw this black rapper in a video, in a, yes, ladies and gentlemen, in a wedding dress, carrying a machine gun with three video victims rapping on God knows what?
The first thing that came to my mind, believe it or not, was pure buffoonery. And it's like I was watching a clown and, you know, someone who had no type of sense or no type of pride whatsoever doing something like that on camera. I mean, if this is what rap has become, I personally have no interest in it.
Brother B, I'm looking at the video right now, like, this is disgusting.
Okay. All right, but what, this is the video with the dude in the wedding dress with the gun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some. Like I said before, some pilgrim paid him to get on there and make a fool of himself, and to make the rest of us look stupid to fit into some stereotypical attitude, and you know, look like. You can't tell me that. I don't understand how people want to sacrifice themselves for just a little couple of minutes of fame. Like, is it that serious that you really need to be known? That you're going to put a machine gun in your mouth while you're a male with a wedding dress on and chicks dancing around you, and you're going to try to make sense of that? I mean,
shut you.
Yeah, and I think I brought this up because I remember last time on your show, The Menu, on Sunday night, so right here on Block Talk Radio at 8:30 p.m. A little bit plug.
And you know, like, we got to start early because, you know, Walking Dead starts so big red.
Oh,
but anyway.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be 8 o'clock next Sunday night, 8 o'clock. It was like, okay, you know, it does take that little moment of black people to add a certain way to carry on the stereotype. And you have white people looking at us like, you see, this is why you cannot have a black man in the White House or a black man in office or a black man doing this. Look what look what the generations are doing right now.
Let me tell you, Hot Rod, I just wanted to say this. Like, Brother B and I have had this conversation offline. Brother B, do you remember what I said about the whole modern-day Stephen Fetchett syndrome that's going on right now?
Of course.
And you see, this is what's going on. Now, you know, I'm not going to go into history. Don't worry, Hot Rod. I'm not going to go way back. I'm just going to keep it 2017 edition.
Gee,
you see, people, we are still slaves to this day, slaves to the almighty dollar. And when you have these record execs who are looking for people to sell a brand, they'll find somebody to sell a brand, and you'll be used as guinea pigs. And you allow yourself to be used as a guinea pig. They'll pay you any type of money and say, here, sign the contract. Here, this is what it is. This is it, yada, yada, yada. You go out there. You put out music that sounds trashy. And you dance around like an idiot. And you say nothing but nonsense in your songs. And you get paid for it. That's what I call the Stephen Fetchett syndrome. That image.
When I started to cut across the door real quick to go along with what you were saying, one of the biggest the problems are this keyboard gangster. Everybody wants to be a gangster on media.
Exactly.
You don't have to have street credibility or anything anymore to prove yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a man to you can just do the minimum. Like this fakeness rules. It's all about
how can you be a gangster?
One of the biggest problems.
But how can you be a gangster if, number one, you don't have to use a gun? Number two, you don't know how to fight. Number three, you don't know what the meaning of the word gangster means.
You know why? Because,
and he's never been in jail.
Yo, real talk, I'm just going to say it, because there's some white person that's sitting in the office and that turns around and says, hey, listen, that's not street. This is what street is. And they ain't never been to your hood. So they're
exactly.
trying to tell you what sells. They're trying to tell you what's hip-hop. And people are going for it. They're like, okay, this is what I got to do to sell records, and this is what I'm going to do to be famous to sell records.
So do you call that self a sellout? Do you call those
of
people sellouts?
Of course,
sellout.
Of course,
you're
sellout.
Yeah, you're sellout. You're sellout, and you know, you have no type of respect for yourself, no type of respect for your race.
You have no respect for the art. Simple
you
as
don't.
Plain. I mean,
because
listen,
that's not what rap music
there.
Is all about.
Hold on, K Dog.
I can't sit there and turn around and say, oh, listen, you know, I built this building. And I did this and I did that, and I don't even know how to lay a stone. See, everybody want to claim the credit, but they ain't got a card. And I just don't understand. But someone co-signs this because someone has to make money off of the buffoonery. And Harvey Weinstein is the buffoon. He's no different at all.
Sean, I'm usually not that surprised when I see things like this pop up, and you showed me this video, you sent it to me, and then I looked at it, and I'm thoroughly almost speechless and astonished by how low we've gotten to the lowest common denominator now when people are trying to do things just to get themselves a buzz or something that they think is funny or somebody that has an idea that something like that is going to be the status quo. Now, maybe there was a message involved in the way the video is, in somebody wearing a wedding dress with guns, dancing around with women in the background, and I don't even remember what the hook was. The whole thing was stupid to begin with.
I think I brought this up because, as Milton and I say all the time, like, you know, as black, you know, like the Asians stick together, Jews stick together, the Russians, the Italians, and you look at this, a video of us, as in like fools. This is what people see us as, a bunch of fools, you know. And you have hard-working black and white, black men and women who work hard, who try and do the right thing. But there's always that negativity or that stereotype that we get portrayed by all the time. And
mm-hmm.
like, wow.
Exactly.
Really? You can't win.
It's always been that way, Hot Rod. It has always been there. The negative stereotypes have always been there. That we don't, that they look at us like, you know, they see you, they swear that the first thing they see as a black person is, oh, he or she talks like a street person, and that's not true. There are some black people, there are many of us who have perfect diction, who know how to talk. But then after, this is the image that they show of us that makes us
okay.
all look bad.
So, okay, so why is it on World Star Hip Hop, you see videos of most likely black people fighting or acting like fools or doing videos or something.
When you don't have anything to aspire to or for, the first thing that a lot of people gravitate to is going
negativity.
To the masses to become popular. How do you do that? Social media. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Make a video. And you go ahead and you try to make yourself look like some movie star or you're famous, and you cater to what you think the lowest common denominator is that's going to get you popular. Remember, there was a time when we were seeing everybody was a pimp. Everybody was a gangster. Now everybody is getting into the fight videos. We would see people getting into fights in fast food restaurants. Then it was about people having fights in like Walmarts and convenience stores. Whatever people think is going to get the most buzz, they gravitate towards that and think that's going to get them over, get them popular, get them seen, and not think about the consequences of what those actions are going to do in the entire totality of what the people look at as far as the entire race goes, or the entire age group of the people that are doing that. And they don't think that way or think that far down the road, because the only thing they're thinking about is, how am I going to get popular? How am I going to get buzzed? And put up videos of me drinking bleach, or videos of me having the sour milk challenge, or let me go out and see if I can jump into a vat of pig's blood and then put a bunch of videos on and see how well I am. And this is the mentality of what's happened today.
Okay, Brother B?
Listen, man.
Like last time, why do we, like the two guys, like the story you told last time about the two guys ready to fight with you over nothing, why do we throw each other underneath the bus nonstop? Or we're ready to fight each other nonstop for no apparent reason?
Because not only, like, we have our own type of caste system within our race, and we seem to emulate what we think white people do, but they do it and they stick to the rules. We do it and we try to bend the rules if we go wrong. And I mean, it's just sad. I mean, you don't like me. You had a problem with me. Why? Because I just not politely asked you to move, or was it the fact that I don't know? I gave you courtesy, and you would. Maybe I had a hoodie on and a Yankee fitted, so I was supposed to fit the stereotype, and it didn't work that way. Maybe that's what it was. I mean, I don't know, but in the grand scheme of things, what you eat don't make me sick. It's what it is. K-Dog?
Well, my take on this is that the sad reality of it is that we as a people, we definitely need to get our act together. And how we do that, we got to look out for one another, educate. And first up, it starts up in the home. Parents, educate your children the best way you can. Because, Papa, I'm going to give you a prime example. Like one time I remember coming home late on the train, and as the train pulled in one of the stations and there was a fist fight going on, these guys ran off the train talking about World Star, World Star. Putting stupid videos on World Star doesn't make you better. Instead, it makes you look ignorant. It makes you look stupid. I mean, really, get it together.
But the people that put those videos up, they don't care about that, nor do they care about
what it
can look like potentially a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road. Because if you're trying to become somebody who's prominent in business or trying to put money aside to start and become an entrepreneur, and then you've got that World Star video where you were beating up the old lady and urinating on her on the train, how is that going to look for your future going forward? So
exactly.
That kind of thing has to change. That mentality has to change, and there has to be a way to steer the young mind away from trying to be famous through social media and through the stupidity that we see now, and to get them into a much more positive way.
Okay, we got Phil the Fishman Fish in the house. Phil.
Hey, what's up? I just want to say, guys, that you guys are doing a great job. And K-Dog, I like what you just said. It all has to start in the home. Parents have to step up. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
You have to educate your kids on what's right and what's wrong. It has to start there.
I agree 100%, but here's a hot rod question, the counterattack.
What happened, and we know this case is for many times, when the parents are not home to educate their kids? I know we have to say make time, but once again, what happens if you're a single parent or two working parents who's not home most of the time, who have to after working 10, 12 hours a day, take care of your kids, make sure they go eat, fed, sleep. Remember, they are outside for most of the day. We're not home most of the day. Kids are at school, we at work. So that's more than 8 to 10 hours a day. So why haven't there been enough time to teach your kids what to do. What do you say about that?
You gotta find a way to put your kids first.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. You gotta find a way to put your kids first. And I, you know, if you're a parent, you know, you can only do so much. But that's where it should start. And so, you know, there's a reason why kids go to school, and the school system, teachers, you know, it's their job to also educate, you know, as far as what's right and what's wrong. But
so,
I think,
you know the school system's messed up in New York City.
Oh, please, that's another story for another time and another place.
That's
part of the problem.
And that, you know what,
but
is
social,
that's part of the problem. Is like,
but social media
is a joke.
And, you know, the other thing is social media is a big problem when it comes to stuff like this, because when we were growing up, you had none of this. I mean, I just remember going to school. I didn't have a cell phone with YouTube on it. I mean,
now,
it's just,
exactly.
I think,
but you know
things
what?
Have just gotten
media,
out of hand.
It is, but you know what? It's like right now, okay, perfect example for my son. On the train ride, all he wants is my phone to watch videos and all that stuff. So he could have a peace of mind, so he could give me a peace of mind. Back then, though, we just ride on the bus and just shut up.
But see, here's the other thing. Even in today's society, you can reinforce what your son is looking at by looking at it with him, talking to him, and engaging with him instead of having the phone or the tablet babysit your child. What we have a lot of are parents, because of either coping mechanism that they don't know how to parent, or they don't have the tools to fully parent the way that they should, or just, as you stated, just they don't have the time or the energy, so they park their kids in front of the television, put on a DVD or a Blu-ray, or put on the video games, or give them the phone, or give them the tablet, and just let them veg out until you get back to normal. And the parent that can engage with their child does a much better job going down the road. It doesn't necessarily mean you don't love your child any less or any more, but that extra time and that extra effort pays off. Now, I see how you are with your children, Hot Rod, and I know you're fully engaged with your kids. There are a lot of people that don't do that because of the job that they have, or maybe they just don't know how.
And
so,
why do you think I'm so tired every time when I'm doing the show? When I do the show at 10:30 at night, I wait for the kids to go to bed, and I'm exhausted. You know, I'm not gonna lie about that. But
yes.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good topic for another day. It's just one of those things. Like, we know the answers, and everybody's right, but it's hard to abide by them. You know, because once again, the difference between our working parents back then, they didn't have technology at home. Like, for example, we have emails now. You know, I get work emails 10 o'clock at night. And you're like, really? It's 10 o'clock. I'm getting a work email? It was not like that for our parents back then. It was typical, either like 9 to 5, give or take. You go home. Now we work 24/7, especially in the New York area. There's no life.
Yeah.
And
I just want to say one thing. You know, you guys were talking about with hip-hop and all that. I have to say, listen, I don't listen to it that much. My brother, on the other hand, has. I mean, but he will even tell you hip-hop died after Tupac and Biggie left. Ever since 1996.
Right.
Well,
the industry has
right,
just changed.
Yeah.
They didn't leave in a good way, but yes.
But
ladies and gentlemen, well, our time is up now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another, you know what, metal edition of the Absolute Truth Show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio with five guys tonight, no females. And you know what? We held it down. We kind of like defend a woman tonight. So keep that in mind. You have five guys that defend the females tonight. So I'm like, yes,
Sean's
a big pervert. Sean's the biggest pervert, but you know what? He tried to held it down too.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. You see what I have to deal with on a regular basis now.
Guys,
you got to see what I live with.
Listen, I don't want to know who you live with, okay? That's your business. Well, guys,
my brother's obsessed with group.
Oh, gosh. Good night.
You got to see what he's got.
Oh, man.
Good night.
Good night,
guys.
Good night.
Good night,
guys.
Thank you.
Jesus.